The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that in 2017, gun-related deaths in the U.S. reached the highest levels in decades. That was true in the city of Columbus, Ohio, where 119 people were killed by guns that year. Since then, the city has tried to lower the homicide rate. It formed a task force that takes a public health approach to every gun-related death in hard-hit neighborhoods. As Paige Flager reports from member station WOSU, officials believe it's helping.
It was April 1st at exactly noon when Crystal Logan got the phone call. Her daughter Janaea and her son Donnell had been shot.
As often as we see it on the news, you really never think that it would happen to you. You know, just, I mean, literally 20 minutes. I'd only been gone 20 minutes. And in 20 minutes, my whole life changed.
The Southside neighborhood where her children were shot is among the three neighborhoods identified by Columbus officials as being hit hardest by gun violence and shooting deaths. At a 2017 press conference, Mayor Andrew Ginther decried the upswing in violence.
We know that our minority communities are disproportionately affected by this spike in homicides. More than 70% of the homicide victims have been African American men between the ages of 18 and 40.
Ginther announced he was forming a new citywide task force made up of several agencies. It's called the Violent Crime Review Group, and its goal is to lower homicide rates by tackling the underlying factors contributing to violence.
This comprehensive neighborhood safety strategy reflects our shared belief that every resident and every family deserves to be safe in every neighborhood. And if we are to achieve this goal, we must begin new initiatives to address crime differently.
Dr. Myshika Roberts is the director of the city's public health department, and she runs the review group. Roberts says their approach is to treat gun violence like an infectious disease.
We try to figure out what the culprit is, what the trend is, and where an intervention can be.
Immediately after a shooting, members spring into action. Recreation and Parks finds out if the crime was gang-related and tries to prevent retaliation. To deter crime, the Department of Neighborhoods assesses if streetlights need repair.
We went all the way down and canvassed on both sides of the street just to make sure that the residents knew that we were here for them.
Marianne Stuckey shows me around a West Side neighborhood, which has high rates of gun violence. She's a member of the CARE Coalition, an offshoot of the Public Health Department that works specifically on outreach. After a shooting, her group knocks on doors to see if residents need to be connected to therapy or other resources. She remembers knocking on the door of a mother who said she dove on top of her children to protect them from stray bullets.
And so she was telling us that she was scared to even answer the door. So for us to come and just check on her, she felt really grateful for that. And she was ready to see what she can do to try to work through some of those trauma symptoms because she was scared of just being in her own apartment.
This year, CARE has knocked on more than 800 doors. They've identified more than 40 vacant homes to be boarded up. After the deaths of her two children, Crystal Logan joined the CARE team and now helps with community outreach after shootings.
When everything first happened, I remember asking God, why? Why me? Why my family? And he gave me back a very quick answer and said their deaths were necessary in order to bring about change.
As we speak, a man walks up to her. They talk for a moment, then he hugs her.
He recognized me from the office and just wanted to give me a hug and encourage me. And to say that I'm motivating him, being strong after the loss of my two children.
Despite all the violence, she says there's still a lot of love left in these neighborhoods. Since the city's efforts launched in 2017, homicides in Columbus are down about 30%. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager.